submitted them to the court as I got them. I'll take a look at it and see what.
There's no signature, for example, on his affidavit, just a repeat of the first page. So also some other exhibits were missing.
All right. We'll make sure that gets taken care of. Judge, I have several things scheduled this afternoon, one of which is an out-of-town client coming to talk about an upcoming trial.
Okay.
I would like to deal with detention this morning, but if we could possibly do the prelim tomorrow, I'm available tomorrow.
I will have to check my calendar. Tomorrow starts a new duty judge. And I don't know. I'd be willing to do the hearing since I've read everything. But if you want the duty judge to do it, that's fine too.
Since you're familiar with it, that's fine. If it's more convenient to have the duty judge do it, that's fine too. I don't have a strong preference. I do want to get it done as quickly as possible.
Sure.
And we're ready to go today. I know the government is. I know you have calendar restrictions, and unfortunately, I'm a little bit tied up this afternoon from 1 to 4.
Okay.
Let me
get through the initial docket. We could do then, if we've got time, I don't want to keep everybody over the lunch hour because I've already done that this week. If we have time for the prelim, say at 11, we can go forward with the prelim, and then we can do the pending motion another day.
That's fine.
Will that work?
That'll work.
If we've got time. Okay. Mr. Quaintance, why don't you have a seat?
Just on Mr. Quaintance. We'll be going forward on Mr. Quaintance.
Well, he's the only one requesting a preliminary hearing.
Yes, sir.
Are we going to do the detention hearing at this time, or are we going to do that at 11 as well?
Well, why don't we do that after the prelim? Because if there's no probable cause, there would be. Let's do it in order.
That's fine.
Okay. All right, Mr. Quaintance, have a seat. Okay, Mrs. Quaintance and Mr. Krippner.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm going to ask each of you some questions, and I would like for you to please answer out loud, one at a time, and in the order in which you're standing, please. Each of you has signed a document entitled Waiver of Preliminary Hearing and Continuance of Grand Jury Presentment. Is that correct?
That's correct, ma'am.
This document that you signed, is this your signature, ma'am?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Before you signed this document, did each of you read this document?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am.
Before you signed this document, did you each talk to your attorneys about it?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am.
Did you each sign this document voluntarily?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am.
Do you each understand that by signing this document, you're giving up your right to have a preliminary hearing today to determine if there's probable cause to believe a crime has been committed and you are the person who committed that crime?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am.
Do you understand that by signing this document, you're also giving up your right to have your cases presented to the grand jury within 30 days for a probable cause determination by way of an indictment, and instead you're asking for an additional 75 days before your cases go to the grand jury?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am.
The court finds that each defendant has knowingly and voluntarily waived his or her right to a preliminary hearing today, and that each understands that he or she has given up his or her right to a grand jury presentment within 30 days. I'll make the necessary H-8 findings under the Speedy Trial Act that the ends of justice served by taking this action outweigh the best interest in the public and these defendants in a speedy trial. Therefore, the time deadlines imposed by that act will be told for an additional 75 days. You're also here on a detention hearing. Let me just ask Mr. Esparza, have you received, I just received a new report this morning. Have you had a chance to read that?
The only one I had was the one that put a defense counsel in the judge.
Okay. Recommending detention?
That's right.
Okay. Do you have anything to add?
First of all, Judge, I think the officer that prepared this report was in error with regard to the client's Social Security number. They have it down as 519-88-3477, Judge. And I know that the report speaks to an inability to